Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be dependent on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We've got great stuff. We are going to be talking about this hour. We're going to be talking about, goodness, I can't believe it's April already. Can you believe that? We're going to be talking about leg ulcers. Yes, yes. And we're going to talk about how we can deal with those on a natural approach. And also, why do you suppose you need a modem? Well, we're going to talk about that, too. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that good stuff, I want to remind you guys out there that coming up on the 14th, Dr. Carly's going to be with us. Got to get my dates straight. Yeah, Dr. Carly's going to be with us. And, of course, you can click on her link that's under the links area on the powerherbs.com website. And then on the 19th, we're going to be talking with Ty Bollinger, who's the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. That's right. And he's going to be joining us. Of course, You can visit, he has a website, which is cancertruth.net, if you want to get a little peek at what Ty is all about. And then coming up on the 24th, we're going to be talking with Lorna Vanderhaeg, and she is an author and editor, and she's going to be talking about some things that relate to genetic issues that we may need some insight on. So she's going to be joining us on the 24th. So we got a big full calendar, and you know, I think I'm starting to line them up for May too. So we got some guests we may have in May as well. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to that, a big salute and semper fi to our military, always praying for them. We love our military, want God's hand of protection on our men and women in uniform. They dedicate themselves to protecting this nation, so we're going to pray for them, right? Also, we're going to pray for this nation because we need a righteous leader. We need a righteous leader, and we need righteous leaders in all levels of government all across this nation. So we can bring it back, one nation under God. If it's God's will, that's what we're going to pray for, and that's what we're going to do, seek his face and ask what he wants, right? Pray for America. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Hey, guess what? Antidepressant, those drug sales are going down. That's right. You know why? Because their patents are about to expire, and patients want a safer alternative. That's right. The market for your antidepressant prescription drugs is quickly drying up, unable to develop the new multi-million dollar blockbuster drugs to take the place of the ones that are expiring. Drug manufacturers are actually ditching the antidepressant business altogether, especially because there's been studies recently that are emerging showing that the antidepressants are a farce, are basically largely useless, and create lots of suicide risk. Drug makers also appear to be abandoning research to develop these new antidepressants because of the increasing number of patients that are kind of waking up to the truth that these drugs have deadly effects, and they're looking for something safer. So antidepressants, oh, ushering out, exit left, stage left. if you want something that's safe and natural, try St. John's Wort, valerian root, lobelia, awesome stuff. If you want to check it out at thepowerherbs.com. What else do we have? Pfizer. Pfizer executives. Ooh, guess what? They're standing trial. They did a no-no. They covered up some drug trial results. That's right. Four former executives of Pfizer, the world's largest drug company, going to face some criminal charges in a trial. They allegedly concealed unfavorable results of drug trials that involved Celebrex and Bextra. That's right. District Judge Laura Taylor Swain, she's denied requests to by the defendants to dismiss the case, which means that all five are going to be held accountable for their actions. They allege that the five defendants violated federal securities laws by concealing the results of studies that involved Celebrex, that CoX-2 inhibiting anti-inflammatory drug, and the Bextra, which is that non-steroidal inflammatory drug that was pulled from the market in 2005. According to the suit, these five employees of Pfizer made misleading statements in their public filings on the drug trials. They also omitted important information that exposed both Celebrex and Bextra as being very dangerous prescriptions. Of course they did. So plaintiffs provide sufficient evidence, yes they did, to show that Celebrex and Bextra are linked to adverse cardiovascular events and statistically significant at a significant degree, and so that these results were known to the defendants before the drug hit the market. I think they're cooked. What do you think? But, of course, Celebrex, still on the market, has been known to cause heart problems as early as 2004, but it's still on the market. And why is that? Well, Pfizer ended their post-approval safety study on Celebrex because they had difficulty finding patients willing to risk their lives to enroll in the study. And so although the company is initially required by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to conduct those types of studies, guess what? The FDA decided to let them off the hook, not hold them accountable. So, you know, I think the FDA needs to be, at this trial, part of the defendant table. What do you think? What else do we have in the Quack Report? Oh, FDA admits in court that vaccines still contain mercury. Yeah, there's this myth that people are swallowing that, the vaccines don't have any mercury or thermosol. But there is mercury-based preservatives called thermosol, which, of course, has been allegedly linked, which I believe it is, to neurological damage like autism. But a recent federal case involving the FDA has revealed that, contrary to the belief, thermosol is actually still present in many of your batch vaccines, including your annual flu vaccine, which is also given to kids as young as 6 months old. So a lawsuit is alleged that the FDA continued to endorse and approve thermosol as a vaccine additive that has serious public health threats, especially when there's alternatives that are used by vaccine manufacturers. But the judge in the case said that, because there are other vaccines that don't have thermosol, people can opt to take those instead, so she dismissed the case. What else? Let's see. Baby receives a cocktail of 7 vaccines and loses the ability to speak. Oh, goodness. Baby Irene, she got a single injection of 7 vaccines, the DPT, which is your diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus, the HIV, the pneumococcal, the polio, and the influenza vaccine all at one time. Now, her parents kind of were wondering about that, but because of the pressure from the pediatrician, they said okay, and then they regretted it. Once I got the baby home, she had a fever. The fever went away, but then she stopped talking. She would attempt to talk, open her mouth, but nothing would come out except her tongue. Racked with guilt, the parents rushed the baby to a naturopath, a Dr. Eagle, and he gave the baby some homeopathic remedies for shock, immune system shock, and baby Irene returned to normalcy. There you go. 7 vaccines? Are you kidding? When I was growing up, 6 vaccines was all that was required for all of childhood. Now 7 by the age of, 2, 3? Jeez. Okay, what else? 78% increase in childhood autism rates over the past decade, which coincides with the sharp uptick in vaccine schedules. How about that? Now, the rate of autism among American children has nearly doubled over the past decade, according to a report by the CDC. It jumped from about 1 in 150 kids back in 2000 and about 1 in 88 kids in 2008, and that was the last time they took official estimates. So I guess they're not going to do it anymore because they know it's going to just be devastating results. Autism rates coincide directly with the CDC-endorsed vaccine schedules, and they have risen sharply since the 1980s. Now, back in 83, the CDC recommended only 10 vaccines for children from birth to 6 years old. Today, the number is 29 vaccines, and many of which now are administered all at one time in a combination. So mainstream medicine, that system, allies itself with government. And they're kind of ignoring this glaring fact that there's this coincidence here. And they're saying they're blaming autism on unknown causes in genetics. That's right. They claim that elevated autism rates are merely a result of improved autism screening methods that can identify more cases. Okay. I mean, it's hard to miss it, autism in your kids. Okay. What else we have? Here's something on abortion for the pro-lifers out there. Scientists are pushing a new agenda of legalizing post-birth abortions and killing babies up to 3 years old if the parents don't like their child. I'm not kidding. This is new scientific paper that was published in the Journal of Medical Ethics. It urges killing newborn babies as ethically no different than abortion and should therefore be openly allowed in society. The paper says newborn babies are not actually persons, and they don't have any moral life rights. They have no moral right to living, according to the authors of the study. They say killing babies up to 3 years of age is both ethical and based in science. Boy, are those people going to burn in hell. I'll bring the marshmallows. Now, in medical science circles, it seems, babies are either seen as profit exploitative opportunities or a piece of useless trash that can be thrown away or reprocessed into raw materials like cosmetics or flavor profiles. Now, these are the values of our modern medical science. The vaccine industry, the pharmaceutical companies, this is their view. Murder babies get published in mainstream science journals. That's what they say. While those who advocate natural childbirth, right to life, midwifery, breastfeeding, hey, they're marginalized. They're unscientific. Science, hello, science, it turns out, has been hijacked by corporate interests and life extermination agendas. That's what I'm saying. Last but not least in the quack report, Chinese herbal medicine is twice as effective at infertility as the conventional Western drug therapy. This is a new published review in the December issue of the Journal of Complementary Therapies in Medicine. Women that received Chinese herbal medicine treatments were twice as likely to get pregnant within 4 months than those receiving the conventional medical infertility drug treatment, or IVF. That's right. The first book devoted solely to gynecology and obstetrics was a book called The Complete Book of Effective Prescriptions for Diseases of Women, published in 1237 A.D. Hey, you don't have to go to China if you want to have a baby. If you want to check it out, check the female fertile formula at thepowerherbs.com. All American herbs. You got herbs in America that do the same thing. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Well, thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to move on to our topic of leg ulcers. I don't know if you know somebody that has them or a family member or if you have them yourself. You know, the United States and the UK, they have this chronic condition that affects more and more people every year. It's called venous ulcers or leg ulcers. And there's about 7 million Americans, that's 1% of our population, that are suffering from this condition. And it usually affects people over the age of 65. Now, in 2001, the United Kingdom National Sentinel Audit Pilot Project, they published this report on the management of venous leg ulcers, and they determined that only 34% of the patients had resolved their leg ulcer problem within 12 months. Can you imagine taking 12 months to heal a wound on your leg? That would vex me, I tell you. Well, however, now the recurrence rate is pretty high if you have leg ulcers. And why do folks get these ulcers? Well, modern medicine attributes the condition to weak, malfunctioning, or damaged valves in the veins, causing a backflow of the blood, which creates inflammation, then a bulge and a sore on the leg. Now, this condition will defy gravity, and the leg ulcer is going to appear. So when the lack of circulation and the inflammation gives disease a foothold and threatens the health of the patient, often the condition is noted as ischemia, which is blood vessels that become diseased. Now, ischemia is Latin for stopping of the blood. So leg ulcers can function as a tourniquet, and whatever tissue lies beneath the ulcer will be severely damaged or die. And if healthy blood and circulation is not reestablished, you know what's going to happen. I want to read you this quote from the National Health Service Center for Reviews and Dissemination. It was published in 1997. It said this: There is widespread variation in practice and evidence of unnecessary suffering and costs due to inadequate management of venous leg ulcers in the community. Okay, so there's suffering and undue cost, inadequate management. People still have their leg ulcers. Let's talk about these symptoms. There are variations in the leg ulcer condition, such as some itchy, inflamed skin, which appears on the swollen leg, often just above the inside of the ankle. And this is called varicose eczema. Now, patients are told to elevate their limbs, and walking can be difficult and even painful. And this condition is painful partially because there is some accumulation of what they call serous fluid. This is this pale yellow fluid that contains lymph serum. And it's in the intracellular spaces around your cells in the tissue known as oedemia. Now this creates an extracellular protein in the capillaries. And the tissue can become scarred or fibrous. Now the symptoms of chronic leg ulcers are going to be aching, heaviness, itching, swelling, eczema, pigmentation changes, and ulceration of the skin. Now often what also happens is that the skin will shrink and because of the fat that's beneath the skin becomes hard. And they call this lipodermosclerosis. Now lipodermosclerosis happens often with people with varicose veins and restless leg syndrome, which is most often linked to vitamin and salt deficiency. Now if you find yourself suffering with leg ulcers, this condition is managed by your allopathic physicians, which means the recurrence is pretty high, that you know you're going to keep having it. It's about 70%. You will be a leg ulcer patient for life, most likely, if you decide to trust your problem to modern medicine. And each ulcer episode that you have it will exceed $40,000 in medical care. Think about it. They're treating this wound for a whole year. So if we take a third of the 7 million Americans who are suffering from leg ulcers, who decide to go the allopathic care route, a total cost for treatment is about $2.5 to $3.5 billion. Do you see something wrong with this picture? Let me read you a quote from Jean Martin Chereau, who said, "Symptoms then are in reality nothing but a cry from suffering organs." I agree with that. And then Charles Colton said this, "Money is the most envied, but the least enjoyed. Health is the most enjoyed, but the least envied." Well, let's talk about the allopathic treatments if you tend to have leg ulcers. Your family physician will refer you to a specialist called a vascular surgeon when the condition becomes chronic, and it will, most likely. 70% of the cases do. You will be at a higher risk of developing leg ulcers if you smoke, if you're diabetic, if your diet contains a lot of saturated fats, and also if you don't get regular exercise. Now, when you're at the doctor, after they give you a visual exam, you will pay for some blood flow tests known as, they use a Doppler machine for that, and then you may have some x-rays called angiograms to confirm, you know, yeah, you got a leg ulcer. And you'll be put on a series of antibiotics. You'll endure some wound debridement. You'll take prescription pain medicines, and you'll wear some leg stockings, also known as compression bandages. That's what you're going to be doing. And I have to ask myself, why all this suffering? Why? It is mind-blowing to me that the amount of suffering that we're going through, and we have to pay for it to boot. So even the researchers at the United Kingdom, they know that the way medicine manages this disease is not consistent or adequate. And according to medical research, the treatment offered by medicine for leg ulcers does not restore 70% of the patients to health. Physicians are not able to heal you of leg ulcers. Get that? However, you can heal yourself. Let's get down to the brass tacks. Now, if you want to be rid of this problem, you must get at the fundamental cause. And most people would not think that another area of the body would be responsible for leg ulcers. Okay? So when your ulcers do not respond to allopathic treatments and you have bloody fluids and pus pouring out of the ulcer, this is when people tend to wheel themselves to see a natural healer. They're done with the medicine route. Not helping. Now, it is a shame that they wait that long and they've spent all that money. However, when doctors tell them that their blood has become septic and they may have to amputate their leg, that's when they wake up and they seek out an alternative. So where does this problem stem from? Well, people with ulcers have a very ill-functioning bowel. The body is desperate to purge the toxins, and when the bowel can't accomplish this efficiently, the body's going to create a what is called a second rectum through the skin, creating an ulcer. Now, I know that sounds bad, but unfortunately, that is what's happening, and that is why it's impossible to treat ulcers and why they keep coming back. And by the way, the massive pain drugs that doctors put ulcer patients on will slow the bowel function and dull the nerve endings. It just complicates and compounds the problem. Nerve endings have to be stimulated to move the bowel, to move the toxins out of the bowel. So the toxins in the bowel should be eliminated, but they're not being eliminated, and so therefore those toxins are coming out through the ulcer on the skin, and they're also damaging blood vessels as they exit. They're damaging veins and arteries along the way. So when the allopathic physicians focus on circulation and veins and arteries for this condition, they're not going to find the cause and not be able to deliver a cure, see? So what's the first step? Well, the first step is to eliminate the problem of the ulcers, and it's to clean up the bowel and to do a quality bowel cleanse. And when you can deal, and then you can deal with the ulcer topically if you want, but you're getting at the cause. You're opening up the elimination channel so that that ulcer can heal. They won't need that second rectum, if you will. So otherwise, you're going to continue to deal with leaking, stinking fluids coming out the ulcer. And by the way, ulcers can appear anywhere. And usually, they're going to appear in the weakest area. So it's not always on the legs. Sometimes it's, you know, the small of the back. Sometimes it's the inner thigh. You know, it just depends. Now, where do we start? Well, if you have a specific problem, you seek out an expert to help you with that problem. So you want the organ cleansing and immune boosting specialist, and that's a no-brainer, right? So you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and seek out their bowel cleanse kit, and you can even go up from there and do the other organ cleanses, which I would recommend you do all the way to the blood system, just in case the blood is a little polluted or septic. So they also offer the Celtic sea salt and the other super nutritional organic powdered mix called Body Foundation Food Mix if you tend to have restless leg syndrome or varicose veins, that kind of thing. You know, kind of nip it in the bud with the leg ulcers. And you can check that out. You're also going to discover their pain and anti-inflammatory liquids in their circulation and heart formulas and calcium for strong tissue and connective tissues and bones and muscle, all there, highly concentrated herbs with a money-back guarantee. And liquids have a long shelf life, 10 years, and they go right into the system, nothing to be digested, go right to work. You can adjust the dose really easy, so it's really more efficient that way than swallowing a pill. So you can give them a call and at the very least get a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, their website is thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget the word the, T-H-E, or thepowerherbs.com. That's where your health care options just became endless, right there. We got to take a break, I think. Do we not? Yes, we're down at the bottom of the hour. But when we come back, we are going to be talking about why you need some natural emodin and why that's important. That's a health prevention plan right there in a nutshell. Got to take a break. Be back in a bit.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we are going to empower you with more health news. That's what we do here on Herb Talk Live, American Voice Radio. But, hey, the folks at Apothecary Herbs wanted me to let you know, for a limited time, they have free ship, free ground ship on orders, so you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. So if your order's over $30, guess what? It ships for free. So check that out as soon as you can, thepowerherbs.com. Okay, what else do we have? We're going to talk about why you need some natural Imodium. Yeah, you've probably heard about that, you know. Scientists have been examining chemicals in plants for hundreds of years. Certain plant chemicals are worth their weight in gold, and medical scientists understand this. However, they also understand the fact that they can profit by not using them. So there's a few powerful plants out there that can actually stop the jaws of death. Turning them into synthetic patented substances, well, that's the goal of your pharmaceutical company. However, we already have the natural substances readily available which can protect the human body from serious disease. Unfortunately, expensive prescription substances to treat serious disease may be more profitable, but not more successful. So, if you were the CEO of a pharmaceutical giant, would you tell the public about a natural, effective, and inexpensive substance, or would you make every effort to conceal or discredit that option to sell your product? Well, let's talk about this Imodium for a minute. Now, the definition of Imodium is a crystalline phenolic compound found in plants which is often used as a laxative. Now, the international scientific community explains the word Imodium as Latin for Phenum Imodi, which is a species of rhubarb. So indeed, you're going to find compound Imodium in rhubarb, as well as in aloe, buckthorn, senna, and cassa sagrada. And according to Webster's Dictionary, well, the Imodium is a compound that offers anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer benefits. Now, the National Cancer Institute, they also confirmed that Imodium is an anti-inflammatory and it has anti-cancer effects. So let's just check some of these studies out on Imodium, because let me ask you, did you know that your medical doctor and your pharmacist, they're aware that plants that contain natural Imodium compounds can protect you and heal you from serious disease like cancer? Did you know that? They know it. Now you do. Now they know this because they've read the many studies that have been done by the National Cancer Institute, which reported that Imodium compound is responsible for killing cancerous tumors. So Imodium is toxic to cancer. So does modern medicine help promote the safe use of these natural plant compounds so that we can be healthy? No. Many of these compounds are performed on lab animals, and they take the toxic properties of these plants and they use them as a tool in toxicity studies. Yeah. So in the case of the lab animals in which, you know, they reported on Imodium, they said the Imodium affected the DNA synthesis, and they said it promoted tumor growth. Well, in many cases, they expose the lab animals to UVB light radiation, and this light is capable of damaging biological organisms. So the lab animals that were given a modem but they weren't exposed to the UVB didn't experience tumor growth. But, of course, the public is told that a modem can be toxic and carcinogenic. And at the very least, the message is if you're going to use any substance that contains a modem, you had better limit your exposure to the sun. Now, other scientific work that was done on a modem was to find a way to use it as a drug for type 2 diabetes. So the lab animal study showed that a modem compound offers insulin resistance, so it's a kind of extra benefit. Now, the pharmaceutical companies, they studied rhubarb modem, and they were all excited. They said, we're going to have the next cancer drug, especially for pancreatic cancer, because there really isn't anything that can help those type of patients. Well, what was also interesting is that during their studies, they also found that a modem also protects you from glutamate toxicity. So, alas, the drug companies, they couldn't get the drug to work like the real thing. So how does it work? Well, a modem is a bitter compound in your medicinal plants, and it tends to stimulate the liver and the bowel to work. So what are the jobs of those two organs? Well, they're to filter out toxins which create disease. Yeah, they filter out the toxins which gives disease a foothold. And Dr. John Christopher, he's a master herbalist, and he was the founder of the School of Natural Healing. You know what? He was intimidated by authorities. Yeah, they were all over his case. He was intimidated by authorities to stop informing people that certain herbs that contain a modem offer cancer protection. So when the modem stimulates the bowel through peristaltic action, it helps protect or rid the body of colon cancer. So the nutrition in wheatgrass is going to have some extra antioxidants, about 164,000 on the ORC antioxidant scale. And you know what? It's been proven to reverse cancer, which explains the explosion in the popular wheatgrass juicers and the wheatgrass bars, you know? So there is expulsion power out there if you suspect you have a problem with cancer or tumors. And if you're concerned about serious diseases like cancer, you know what? You can tap into God's natural protection plan to assist the body in killing the cancer. Now, it's not unusual for people to start using anti-cancer plants and experience the body removing tumors on its own. And it can kind of be a shock to see these tumors because they have different shapes and textures and colors, and some even can look like fibrous metallic substances because they're so dense, you know, can kind of be freaky. Well, let's talk about some of the anti-cancer foods for a second, because you can power up your lifestyle and protect yourself. The nutrients in some foods are geared more at protecting the body from carcinomas. So foods that are rich in your antioxidants, your beta-carotenes, your vitamin B17, which is also known as laetril or nitriloside, they can help protect you. So herbs that have those types of nutrients are going to be aloe vera, astragalus root, alfalfa, barley, wheatgrass, garlic, red clover, poke root, blood root, just to name a few. And some foods that you might want to beef up your diet in are carrots, onions, watercress, apricot pits, the berries like your blackberry, boysenberry, elderberry, mulberry, your apple seeds, and your millet grain are also going to be at your disposal. Now, if you would like a more detailed list of herbs and foods that contain these nutrients, the vitamin B17 list, your anti-cancer nutrient list, you can request a free list from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can just give them a call. Tell them you want that list. It's 866-229-3663. That's their toll-free 24/7 number. 866-229-3663. Or you can email wwilson, that's me, at thepowerherbs.com, and we'll just email it to you. So, you know, it's going to be important for us to, more than ever, to purify our systems, because we're so much more living in a polluted world these days. And, you know, most people purify their drinking water because, you know, they don't want the chemicals, the pathogens, the other toxins that, you know, they think is going to make them sick, probably is going to make them sick. And, you know, it kind of amazes me that some people will stop there, just purify the water, and they won't purify their body of toxins with the help of some of, you know, God's powerful herbs. Now, we change the air filters on our furnace, our air conditioners, our cars, but we neglect to purify our organ filters to keep them working properly and keep them from failing. Now, semi-annual organ cleanses are a whole lot easier and less expensive and offer less risk than neglecting ourselves and relying on drugs and surgery. That's right. So you can engage the power of some cleansing herbs when you have a quality product and some proper instruction. So you want to take it one step at a time, and you don't want to overwhelm yourself with too many products at one time. So you want to keep it simple and take your time. Cleanse one system of organs at a time to prevent overtaxing the body. And when you're done with a cleanse, you can take about a two-week break before you do additional cleanses to allow your system to purify any residual residues. Now, you can cleanse the filtering organs as often as every 3 months if you want. But there is an exception. There is. And that is if you had some serious illness, life-threatening illness, and there is really no time to waste, then you can do your organ cleanses. They can be done one after another. Okay? Because haste, make haste in that situation. So there are system cleanses out there. And it does not have to be complicated or burdensome to do these types of cleanses. And you will be able to carry on your normal routine and still do these cleanses because these are gentle and effective cleanses. So your system cleanses are going to give you more energy. They're going to lift your mood. They're going to improve your memory, reduce your allergy symptoms, improve your sleep, relieve some aches and pains, boost immunity, and just help you function more efficiently. And you may even lose a little weight. Some people say they do. And there are some people that don't notice a whole lot of changes until they do their second round of cleanses. So they have a lot more toxins still lodged in there. So your body's going to purge toxins at its own rate. And if you would like more information, or if you want to order your system organ cleanses with the Imodium, you can call the experts. That's Apothecary Herbs. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. And don't forget to ask for that vitamin B17 list. It's free. That number is 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., they have a new international number, 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Or you can visit their web store, thepowerherbs.com or thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget T-H-E before the word powerherbs.com. And you can actually purchase each cleanse separately, or you can buy them in a package deal and save. And if you're on the website, also look for their Body Foundation food mix, because it does have that vitamin B17 foods in there, the alfalfa, the wheatgrass, and so forth. Also, they do have astragalus root, which is also an Imodium-rich herb, as well as the aloe, and they have a pain and anti-inflammatory formula. And, by the way, as I mentioned, now any orders over $30 receive free ground ship. So if you're thinking about getting a cleanse, now's the time you're going to get free ship. At the very least, give them a call and ask for a free product catalog, because at Apothecary Herbs, your healthcare options just became endless. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, and it's thepowerherbs.com. Hey, be aware that there's a company out there with a similar domain address. It's powerherbs.com. They don't have the word the or the in front, so be aware of that. And be prepared. Check out the Vitamin Vault on their website, and under there you'll see the Natural Medicine Starter Stock Up Package, where you can save $150. So if you're wanting to stock up on your medicine future, you can there at thepowerherbs.com. and you can save $150. And those of you out there with allergy symptoms, if you want something fast relief, check out the Echinacea Deluxe and the Herbal Eyewash to relieve those allergy symptoms for, you know, environmental stuff. A lot of pollen this year. Okay, we have some extra time, and we've got 10 minutes. Oh, yay. So we're going to talk about some other things. We're going to talk about your arteries. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. A lot of people have problems. They have weight gain issues, but then there's the arteries that are also bulging with a lot of plaque. Our blood vessels are pretty much the subway for the oxygen-rich blood, as you know. It has to reach all the body, including your heart and all your vital organs. So if you're finding fatty deposits in the tracks of the arteries, it can derail a lot of that nutrition and oxygen. Statistically, the top three nations of the world that are plagued with arterial sclerosis are Poland, Romania, and the United States. Now, the countries that are least affected are Bahamas, El Salvador, and the Cayman Islands. So why do some countries have high mortality from, you know, plaque in the arteries and others almost no problem at all? Well, there are two big reasons. There's an unhealthy lifestyle that consists mostly of overprocessed and devitalized foods. And also, a lot of people believe in the cholesterol propaganda from the pharmaceutical companies that they think they're going to save them from their arterial sclerosis, and they're not. Well, let's talk about this plaque. What is it, really? Well, it's made from cholesterol and calcium, some other substances that are in your blood. The plaque is going to rob or slow the oxygen delivery, which often leads to stroke or heart attack. So other areas of the body that are affected by the plaque are going to be your brain, your extremities, of course, your kidneys, and anything in the pelvis area. So fatty, gooey plaque is going to damage also your liver, cause your nerve and muscles to have damage, and also cause your heart muscle to become diseased. So if you think your statin drugs are going to save you, I want you to think again, because according to Dr. Ron Rosedale and Dr. David Williams and Dr. George Mann of the Framington study, they said the cholesterol levels promoted by medicine and pharmaceutical companies is a scam. You need some healthy cholesterol, and healthy diets and lifestyles produces healthy cholesterol and help maintain that good balance. And, of course, you know, you heard us also say those statin drugs actually will make you literally fall apart on a cellular level. You'll feel awful. So what is that exactly, other than diet, lifestyle, what's causing it? Well, the modern lifestyle and inactivity and consuming a lot of that, you know, foods, you know, microwave foods, drive-through foods, they're going to cause this plaque in the arteries and give you arterial sclerosis. Also, smoking and sometimes hereditary can contribute. So if you eat those convenience foods, the fast foods, the overly processed stuff, made a lot from white flour and processed salt and sugar and processed oils, I can't even fathom it right now. These are going to be your baked goods, your baked desserts, your snack crackers, your fried foods, and also your processed animal foods. Think pink slime, okay? And any food with trans fats is going to lead to clogged arteries. So this includes even your processed dairy products, such as your yogurt, your milk, your cottage cheese, all cheeses, ice cream, non-dairy creamers, and any product that indicates that it's been, you know, from a cow. You know, it's been proven that dairy products from a cow causes heart disease. It does. And you're going to get more calcium, actually, in the proper ratio when you get it from your produce and your vegetables and citrus and even some herbs that are high in the calcium, magnesium, and boron in the right ratio. So if you want strong bone, muscle, and connective tissue, it's not going to come from a moo cow. It's not going to come from, you know, the dairy section at the grocery store. So if you would like a free list of foods that contain some natural calcium that comes in two parts calcium, which the body requires, one part magnesium, one part boron, then you can get a free list from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, because your dairy products has 10 parts calcium, some boron, and no magnesium. So the body doesn't know what to do with all that, and it gets displaced. It gets displaced in the plaque. It gets displaced in the gallbladder and the kidney stones and bone spurs, but it doesn't get in the bone, really, or the muscles or connective tissue like it should be. So you got a problem then. So if you want a free list of calcium-rich foods, you can beef up the diet, you can skip the arterial sclerosis and the osteoporosis and the bone density test, just get smart. That's what you got to get, smart. Get the list. It's free. Apothecary Herbs will send you the calcium food list free, 866-229-3663, and it's thepowerherbs.com if you want to request it off of there. Also, let's talk about some foods that can help you counteract a lot of this and fight back and reduce plaque. If you eat more fruits and vegetables, that will help accomplish that. The enzymes and the fiber in your fruits and vegetables combat the formation of plaque. So the nutrition in the unprocessed foods is going to help lower the lipoproteins, which are responsible for the bad LDL cholesterol and the triglycerides, which are building blocks for the plaque. So more fruits and vegetables, folks. More fruits and vegetables. And let's get a little bit food specific here for a second. Foods which help the body find that healthy balance and lower the lipoproteins and the bad LDL and prevent the formation of the plaque are going to be your olive oil, because it has no trans fats or saturated fats, your cayenne pepper, your garlic, and if you've got arterial sclerosis, naturopaths will recommend 4 cloves of a large garlic bulb a day. It strengthens you on the immunity and the cellular level, as well as it lowers the bad cholesterol. Also, grapes, they contain the lutein, and they help relax the arteries and reduce the inflammation and help reverse the plaque buildup, because when you get arterial sclerosis, those arteries get rigid, and so you need to restore that flexibility there. So grapes. Cherries will contain 17 water-soluble pigment compounds, which clear plaque from the arteries. So cherries. Strawberries contain a lot of antioxidants, as well as your vitamin C and E. And it helps with varicose veins. It also helps with cholesterol levels. It reduces it by 10%. So do the strawberries. Try not to put a bunch of sugar on it, though, okay? Apples and grapefruit offer your pectin, and it lowers cholesterol and slows the progression of arterial sclerosis. It also has additional natural potassium and magnesium and quercetin, which help balance blood pressure better. You can use the Red Delicious or the Granny Smith apples. They're rich in your phenols, so you can try that. Sweet potatoes are on the list to help keep arteries clear, lowers the cholesterol. Green tea is a nice antioxidant and has lots of flavonoids. Not going to go wrong there. Hawthorn berries protects and restores blood vessel elasticity and prevents plaque buildup. So hawthorn berries is a must. If you eat fish, eat salmon for the omega-3 fatty acids, and it makes the blood less sticky and clumpy and heavy and fat-laden. You know, it doesn't have all that fat cholesterol in it. So if you eat fish, eat the salmon. It's the healthy fat. Garbanzo beans, tomatoes, alfalfa, Siberian ginseng, onions, and, of course, some sun-dried Celtic salt with microminerals that are cardiovascular friendly helps break up that plaque. It dissolves it. So you can check out a lot of that nutrition all at Apothecary Herbs, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call for a free product catalog. And if you need the food list, just let them know. That toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Don't forget to check out their heart cholesterol blood pressure liquid formula. Works fast. Put it in liquid. You don't even know it's there. Awesome. Give them a call, thepowerherbs.com. I got to go, folks, but, you know, next up is Covenor's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover, so stay where you are. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.